There truly is so much going on today. It's Sports Radio 92.9, The Game with the Morning Shift. Mike, Bo, Ally Mac, and Dylan, we are all here. And OH! No, nobody does it?
Nope.
Sorry, my mom's a Buckeye.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's in the other room.
I'm good.
It's like that scene from Blades of Glory when the Japanese reporter starts asking Will Ferrell. Sorry, no, that's in the other room. You're in the wrong place.
Well, Ohio State wide receiver Jeremiah Smith signed an NIL deal with Adidas.
This is really crazy because they're a Nike school, Ohio State is.
Yeah.
And this is an independent thing. And so a lot of people know how this is going to work. What a source has told, I think CBS Sports is the article that I got, is that off the field, he'll be an Adidas product, along with any brand marketing, like commercials, and individual social media posts. But the thing is like, when he's walking around campus, is he just not going to wear Ohio State gear? Or is he going to wear, like, is he not going to wear, like, you know, like, Mike, you guys were just fitted with Nike and Alabama gear, right?
When you were playing there. To the extent they are now, because it was like one of those things where they had to, you know, you couldn't give us free stuff. But yeah, they would give you enough. Yeah, they'd give you a jumpsuit and sweats and whatever else.
So is he going to be walking around in Ohio State colored Adidas gear? The other question I have about this is, what shoes is he wearing on game day? I'm assuming, because I don't know. But I'm assuming they're going to be like, you have to wear Nike because that's what all our players wear. But this is the first time that I think you're going to see be like, wait, how is this going to work? Like really, 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 because this could really twist things. I mean, it's one thing in the NFL, right? Because the NFL, Julio, back in the day when, you know, we're a Nike team, right? The NFL is Nike. All the uniforms are Nike.
Yeah.
But he would wear Under Armour shoes because that's who he had to deal with.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about this, too, and I was just thinking on this, was it Marvin Harrison Jr., the one that was involved with the lawsuit with Fanatics
right.
and the jersey sales, which
yep.
is obviously one of his old teammates. So there's a lot of things like this that are going to start. This is the next frontier in terms of NIL. I mean, this is, you know, this has been going on for a long time, professional sports. It's going to hit college sports. There are, you know, nine-figure contracts when it comes to apparel licenses with these colleges, and some of these players are going to start challenging those things.
Yeah, Rusty Manziel, the great Rusty Manziel, I hope he schooled me saying this because he texted me and said he has to wear Nike on games. Hmm. Apparently, Haley Van Lith, do you remember her? She played for LSU, and then she went to TCU. Now she's in the WNBA. She actually just did the Sports Illustrated thing, too. She was an Adidas athlete when she went to LSU, which is
Nike school.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So it's just, I think it will just be basically social media, but I just wonder when he's walking around school, if he's not wearing his Adidas stuff and not Nike. It's just interesting to see the best player on the team not wearing any team gear anywhere other than the field.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with that. So the search is over for the Knicks, or it should be. They're expected to bring on Mike Brown as their next head coach.
This is weird, and obviously them getting rid of Tom Thibodeau, I saw the question asked multiple times, multiple people yesterday on Twitter. Is this really an upgrade? Because I don't really think it is, and it just feels like after everything that you're ripping the Band-Aid off and everything around this head coaching spot, and that it's gone on for a while, and you went all the way through the draft, and this is what you ended up with. It just feels like you kind of got deflated there.
Is this an upgrade? You want me to answer that for you?
And I just said no, it's
WNBA
not.
WNBA knowledge, it's absolutely a step back. Nothing against Mike Brown. I think he's a good dude. I think he's a good coach. Tom Thibodeau is a better coach. And nothing says New York Knicks like, hey, we just had our best season in like 25 years.
Yeah.
Let's rip it apart.
Yeah.
Really smart.
Yeah.
And real quick, I want to mention awesome news for Atlanta United. They signed well-respected defender Ania Mihai. We are going to do some Throwback Thursday trivia today. For the season, I did check the tape. Mike and Bo, you are both tied right now at 3-3.
Oh, wow.
I had to go back to the 12th to verify. It was Mike in the lead, 3-2. There's no Throwback Thursday on the 19th, and last week, Bo, you won. So that equals a tie for the season. So is anybody's game, and we are celebrating the 4th of July tomorrow. So this week's theme is, I'm going straight Will Ferrell, SNL, Alex Trebek on you. This week's theme is, the answer is America.
Okay.
Okay?
Mike.
You'll see how America. It goes. Yes, your name is your buzzer on all
I'll
of
take
these.
America for 700, please.
Dylan, please help me hear who is saying their name first. Okay, thank you. All right, question number one. Which superhero was frozen in ice and then what?
Mike.
Dylan?
Oh, I think Mike just snuck in.
Captain America.
You're Captain so full
America.
Of crap.
Captain America, that is correct.
I've been so nice to you this week, it's over.
All right, Mike's in the lead, 1-0. Which singing competition show helped...
Bo?
Three.
No, hold on, stop counting.
1-0.
It's Ryan Seacrest one.
Okay, you got to say the name of it.
No, it's America's Got Talent.
That would be American Idol.
That Why could I not think of American Idol?
Bro, you folded so bad on that. I was the whole time I was thinking, please say American Idol. Please say American Idol.
I blanked because
he finished with America's Got Talent.
He started counting on me.
That wasn't a bad second guess, though.
All right, question number three. What phrase is often used to describe the 4th of July? What are we celebrating? Mike.
America's birthday.
There you go. It is 3-0 right now in Throwback Thursday trivia. Okay, what is the slogan, you know, for that donut shop that Ben Affleck loves because he's from Boston?
A bow.
Bo.
America runs on Dunkin'.
There you go.
Oh, God. I knew it was Dunkin', but I was like, I don't know what their slogan is.
All right, Mike is in the lead, 3-1. What iconic TV show, originally hosted by Bob Saget, featured...
Bo, America's Funniest Home Videos.
There you go.
Oh, man, I was going to say, this Bo's got right where he wants me right now.
3-2.
Pause.
Now, which talent competition show has featured acts like ventriloquist magician?
Bo.
I heard Mike. Dylan, did you hear Mike?
America's Got Talent?
That is America's Got Talent. All right, it is 4-2. Mike is in the lead. Eddie Murphy starred as an African prince in what?
Bo, Coming to America.
There you go. Okay, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders star in a reality series on Netflix called what? The answer is America, fellas.
I know.
I don't know. I'm going to say Bo.
Bo.
America's squad? I don't know.
Yeah, I would have guessed America's team, but it has nothing to do with cheerleaders, so I don't know.
No, it is America's sweethearts.
Oh, yeah, I would have never got that one.
That they are.
Never got that one.
It is right now 4-3. Mike is in the lead. Bradley Cooper starred in the 2014 movie based on a true story about a Navy SEAL. What was that? Mike.
American Sniper.
That is it. All right. Mike has 5. Bo has 3. Okay, which reality show had dramatic family fights while building motorcycles?
Bo, American Chopper.
That is it.
That's a good question, Bo. That's a good pull. I love the fact that you asked that.
I love that show, too.
I did, too.
When they made that Spider-Man
bike.
Yeah, that was dope.
Mikey was kind of a clown now that I look back on it, though.
He was.
Okay, so right now the score is 5-4. Mike is in the lead, but Bo is coming up quick, Mike.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, what 2013 movie starred Christian Bale, Jennifer Lawrence, and Amy
Adams?
Oh, man, I knew this.
Bo. American Hustle.
That is correct.
I was trying to think of this during the last answer. I was like, man.
Phenomenal movie. That movie is so freaking good.
When the answer was American Sniper, I thought for a minute the question was going to be about American Hustle, and I could not think of it. I was like, God.
Do you know that Christian Bale put on all that weight? That was on a fat suit.
He does that.
He is up and down. Not an American, but he's a bad man.
All right, what term refers to the dream of success through
a bow? American dream.
That is it.
I thought for sure there was another caveat to that one. I was like, I was waiting on the next line.
So Bo has pulled ahead, Mike.
Yes, he has.
It is now 6-5.
It's unfortunate.
Netflix just released another episode of their train wreck series about what clothing store?
Mike.
Mike.
American Eagle.
Eh.
Oh. I was like, that's definitely what I thought it was.
Let's see. American Outfitters. I don't know. I thought it was American Eagle.
That would be American Apparel.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. I feel robbed.
So, okay. Still at 6-5. Bo in the lead. What was Hulk Hogan's WWE theme song?
Bo. Real American.
That is correct.
Oh, dude. That's a good one.
Seven
I'm getting torched
five.
Here.
five. Okay, what actress was in the Barbie movie and also starred as Ugly Betty? The answer is America, guys. Mike.
America Ferrera.
You got it.
Let's go.
I had no clue that was a real person.
I didn't either. I just thought I'd read that.
Why'd you say Ferrera? I just said a Ferrari.
I just think I had read that name somewhere.
And I just said American Ferrari.
Saw the movie. Didn't know that was a person, but
whatever.
You know what?
You're a secret Ugly Betty fan.
I had half of it already, so I figured let's just throw out a last name. I think I've heard before.
Thinking the blonde that was in it. And I know her name wasn't America.
I know.
Okay, what patriotic song begins with the lyrics, "Oh, beautiful for spacious skies"?
Mike. America the Beautiful.
That is correct. Okay, guys, it's tied up again. 7-7.
Well, I shouldn't have spotted you, the American Idol one.
All right.
Dylan shouldn't have spotted you, Captain America, either.
Kevin Spacey and Mina Sorvino.
Mike.
Yes.
American Beauty.
That is
Dylan
correct.
Was talking in my ear. I couldn't hear the question.
Mike has pulled back in the lead at this point. It is 8-7. Okay, Emma Roberts, Sarah Paulson, and Evan Peters star in this scary series.
Mike.
Yes.
American Horror Story.
That is correct. That is 9-7. Mike is in the lead. Okay. Dylan, listen closely on this one. Which clothing brand with a...
Mike.
Mike.
American Eagle.
That is it.
It was worth a shot either way. It's worth a shot either
I actually
way.
Might have messed Bo up this time around. I'm not going to lie.
One question.
Okay, so right now it is 10-7. Couple more questions. What major music award show features categories like Best
Mike.
New- yeah.
American Music Awards.
That is correct.
The
11
answer is America.
To 7. We have one more question. Baseball will sometimes be referred to as what?
Bo.
We'll just go with Bo on this
okay.
one.
Yeah, okay.
America's game.
Nope.
Bo, do you want to rephrase?
What?
America's pastime.
There you go.
Yeah, whatever. I quit.
All right, final score. 12-7.
He's so salty right now.
Mike, you have pulled ahead in this series.
Oh,
it is now
man.
4-3. Congratulations.
I would feel bad for you other than that last answer, America's game. That wasn't it. You wanted a redo on that one.
What?
The America's game one.
Well, I gave you a couple, and then I'm not blaming Dylan, but he was in my ear when the American Beauty question thing, and then you got the next two, and it was just over. So it's all good. I mean, I didn't quit in the game.
Yeah,
but by that time, it was one question. It wasn't a five. It wasn't a five point answer.
Double or nothing.
It was a series of unfortunate events for Bo. Lemony Snicket.
Yeah.
Well, you have a chance to tie it up next week, Bo. And coming up, the Braves news couldn't stop yesterday. Mostly bad, but there was one really great piece last night. We'll talk about that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app. Mike's a cheater.